I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, construction begins today, Monday, June 29th, on West Line Street Water Main Replacement Project, and it's to continue through September. The contractor performing this work will be DG Construction out of Clovis, California. A hard closure of West Line Street between Main Street and Fowler is anticipated to begin as early as Monday, that's today, June 29th, and continue through the month of July. Detours will be posted. This project consists of replacing an existing 8-inch water main that has reached the end of its service life by installing 2,025 linear feet of new 12-inch water main, service connections, valves, and water meters along West Line Street between Main Street and Home Street, and the installation and isolation valves of the existing 12-inch water main between Home Street and Mountain View Road to meet AWWA valve spacing standards and support future system connections. Typical operations will be Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Any night work operations will be announced by a separate notice to adjacent property owners no less than 7 working days prior to the scheduled work. Firefighters responded to a vehicle fire on State Route 190 and Death Valley National Park on June 20th. All 6 occupants escaped without major injuries, but the van and attached trailer were destroyed. The group were driving westbound Uptown Pass when the driver noticed the vehicle overheating. After stopping, they saw flames and smoke coming up from the engine compartment at approximately 5:20 p.m. They attempted to extinguish the fire with 2 fire extinguishers, but unsuccessful. Temperatures were around 108 degrees as personnel from the National Park Service, California Highway Patrol, and the Beatty Volunteer Fire Department responded. Despite responders' efforts, the van and trailer were a complete loss. Despite the loss of the vehicle, vehicle occupants made a good decision to bring fire extinguishers on their trip. Well, last year, Congress passed legislation that created the Federal Education Freedom Tax Credit, a nationwide program designed to provide additional education funds for low and middle income families. The EFTC would allow taxpayers to receive an income tax credit of up to $1,700 per year for donations to scholarships granting organizations, SGOS, that provide scholarships to families to offset qualified education expenses and provide additional resources to support students. Unfortunately, Governor Newsom has chosen not to allow California to participate in the program. Last year, I fought for $5 billion in education, those dollars for low and middle income families to access services like special education, tuition, and tutoring, said Representative Kiley. It is unfortunate that Governor Newsom is refusing to let California families access funds that will be available to other students across the country. Well, the power of collective giving was on full display as 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra awarded $10,000 donation to the Indigenous Wild Horse Society, demonstrating how local women can make an immediate and meaningful impact in their communities. The Indigenous Wild Horse Society was selected by the membership during the organization quarterly giving meeting. The nonprofit is dedicated to honoring and protecting the sacred relationship between Indigenous people, wild horses, and the land through education, conservation, and community engagement. Based in the Eastern Sierra, the organization works to preserve wild horse family bands while celebrating the deep cultural connections they represent. This is exactly why 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra exists, said Darlene Schutz, founding chair of 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra. When women come together with a shared commitment to giving, we can make a transformational difference for organizations doing important work in our region. Well, the County of Inyo Water Commission meets tonight, June 29th at 6 p.m. Inyo County Consolidated Office Building Room 100, which is that building called the in your county building right next to a grocery outlet. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news from our news. Always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Also on that thing called X.com. Remember, for 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And to see about the people who shape it, head on out to our Facebook page or Instagram, where we share our videos and interviews of those people. Thanks for listening.